Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, we talk a lot about Halloween and trying to pick out your costume. And Tori brought an article up to me today that shows you just how hard it is now because of this political correct crap that's going on out there.
I'm offended by your costume.
And I want to start off with something I saw that was very interesting the other day. A guy dressed up in a Mexican Halloween costume. He had the big sombrero on, had the blanket jacket thing, poncho.
Okay.
And he had on the fake mustache, and it was just the absolute most stereotypical Mexican costume.
Okay.
And so he started asking people, hey, and he's a little white guy, he started asking people, does this offend you? And he would go up to black people and they'd say, oh, that's offensive. He'd go up to white people, they would say, oh, that's very offensive. He went up to just about anyone you could imagine, and they all told him it was offensive. Then he went to somewhere with a lot of Mexican people and started asking them, do you find this offensive? And guess what they said?
No.
No, we don't find this offensive at all.
Yeah.
They liked it. They thought it was either funny or they appreciated that someone was actually paying attention to their culture. Not a single one of them said, oh, this is cultural appropriation and we're offended.
So it's,
so it's almost like people decided stuff was cultural appropriation and they decided it was wrong, but they didn't even check with the people that were supposedly being appropriated.
I think intention has a lot to do with it, too. If you're doing it in a mocking way, that's very different than doing it in a respectful way.
Well, is a Halloween costume a mockful way? Or
no,
is that...
it's just being fun.
Well, I mean, if you're a drunk nun, maybe. But we've all been there.
No, that's not cultural appropriation. I don't know what it is, but it's not that.
That's a sin.
But she has a list of costumes will always be offensive. And it's written by some woman whose job is that she is a chief diversity officer.
I hate her.
Astonishing that such a job exists.
Okay.
But anyway, they said the first thing on here is a ninja.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, really? So these were supposedly Japanese modern-day CIA. It was a positive thing, not a negative thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a Japanese person who is offended by this or not, but I also don't think we need to bend over backwards for everyone who gets offended by everything.
And most of the time, if you're doing a great ninja costume, most people won't even see you in the first
place.
That's true. Yeah, they don't know. How about my nephew, a little Chinese star... A couple months ago.
Yeah. Shuriken? throwing things?
Throwing stars.
Well, they have those at the axe throwing places. Now you can use those stars, those ninja stars.
Yeah. Not without appropriating culture. You can't. Although I would say the axe throwing places, I would say the rednecks should get mad. Be like, you're appropriating our culture.
Paul Bunyan should be upset. Those loggers out there.
Okay. Voodoo or witch doctor?
What?
That is supposedly cultural appropriation now.
Now, why? So you see people dressed as witches. What's the difference?
Witches may be on here. Don't get ahead of yourself.
I did read another list that said that was offensive.
Now,
witch doctor, though, is because it comes from, I guess, Africa or Brazil, and that's supposedly making them out to be harmful stereotypes about their religion.
If you can put a bone in your nose, I'm impressed by that. I'm not going to be offended.
Well, you're not going to be anyway.
Yeah.
All right. The Native American princess. I guess that would be like
Indians.
Sasquatchween.
Pocahontas.
What was her name? Pocahontas. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I just committed it just then. Sacagawea is the other one I was thinking of.
No, Sacagawea.
That's what I said.
Yeah, Sacagawea.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, they say the Day of the Dead skulls. I'm sorry, I've been to Mexico. They sell those there.
Yeah.
They sell that stuff to American tourists that are there.
And they're beautiful.
Yes, they
it's
are.
It's beautiful.
All right, a geisha. That is for the Japanese people, the kimonos, all that stuff.
Oh, that's the ladies with a really white face.
Right.
They put white powder on their face.
Senorita, which is dressing up as a Spanish-speaking woman.
Nah, but still, you know, those are, you know, very risque costumes. You know, mm-hmm. girls want to dress it up, and they want to be, you know.
They're sexy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Eskimo or Inuk person. Mm. They say that that is offensive to people who live in that area.
Well, Eskimos. Can you call them Eskimos?
I don't think so.
Okay. According to that list, no.
I mean, honestly, they've made a pie after him. One of the best pies out there.
Well, it's a racist pie.
You can't even buy an Eskimo pie now without somebody calling you out.
I know.
What are you thinking? You can't buy an Eskimo pie?
A fortune teller. Who knew that? How? So what's a fortune teller? What's wrong with that? Mm. It's apparently offensive to Romanian people because they were the ones who had these fortune tellers. The
gypsies?
Yeah. Well, you can't say that word.
Okay.
Okay, a hula girl. That is Polynesian princess or Hawaiian, and it is offensive.
Tom did that one year with the coconut bra. Just
it was offensive.
Tom did it for sure.
Those are some of the things that this diversity officer says are cultural appropriation.
Just one of Tom's coconuts slipped off, just saying.
It didn't slip off.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right. Well, there you go. You're like a little pirate.
So
nice.
It's, I mean, how do you even have a Halloween costume anymore?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And the most ridiculous part is the people who we supposedly are offending when you talk to them are very rarely actually offended. It's just someone's idea.
Well, you can't dress up like werewolves or monsters or vampires.
Why is that?
Because of the Transylvania culture.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, my. Don't start something else.
I know.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Are you carving a pumpkin this year? If you are, let me give you a tip on how to make it last a lot longer.
Boy, I tell you what.
I've been guilty of this before.
You see the pumpkins after a while, and they need some Botox because there's so many wrinkles on them.
They start to collapse and look like a celebrity face. But here's a way to keep it lasting a lot longer. Don't cut off the stem. Don't cut a circle in the top to carve your pumpkin. Cut it in the bottom or the back and carve it from there because the stem contains a lot of nutrients that helps the pumpkin stay fresh for longer after it's been cut.
So putting it back on top and that hole you cut it out of.
It'll keep the center section looking good.
Yeah.
You're like a jack-o'-lantern proctologist. Like, you know, turn that pumpkin over. You know,
take the seeds out of the back.
Yeah.
Well, they say unless you like those flies that swarm around rotting fruit, then it's better to cut from the back or the bottom because when the stem is left on, it seals the pumpkin, slows down rotting, and provides it with nutrients that are still in the stem.
I'll be honest, I've never been a fun, like, I don't like carving pumpkins. It's too messy. You got the pumpkin guts out there. It smells funky.
No one likes carving pumpkins.
You put it, but even for the kids, I'm like, that's when most of the accidents happen, too. Like, knife accidents happen.
You want to give us some statistics there? Because it sounds like something you just made up.
You Google it. It's in the news today, matter of fact, is there's more injuries, like knife injuries around this time of year because of jack-o'-lanterns.
Well, they make those little plastic tools that you can buy to do the carving. Don't use a butcher knife.
Exactly. Yeah,
but what's better is just stickers or let them draw on the pumpkin.
Stickers. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's what I like.
Yeah.
We'll buy those little bitty white ones and get a Sharpie.
Well, no. Well, you can do that if you want to, but they've got the ones that you can just buy with the goofy eyes and cross eyes and all kinds of stuff now.
That's talk about sucking the joy out of
my
it.
My kids love doing that. We went and got about 9 pumpkins and we just dressed them up.
Am I the only lazy one? I just go get the fake ones from like Hobby Lobby and plop them out front every year.
You don't have to worry about whether you cut the top out of those.
I mean, those still look good year after year.
Here's the thing. When Michael gets a little bit older, you're going to look for activities, Halloween activities for him to do.
You're going to hand him a knife and say, get to cutting.
Yeah. When he's 2 and I'll be like, you got it.
Just in the plastic one.
There'll be an app for it by then.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who enjoy heritage and family traditions, when you're cutting your pumpkin, it makes sense to cut the back out of it. No one's going to see the back anyway. You can still shove it back in place after you're done.
I love the idea that it's going to look like a little onesie. It'll just flop in the back.
Yeah, but no one. Hopefully it won't flop. Hopefully you got it and stuck back in good.
To stick it back
Put
in there.
Put some tape on it or something. It won't look good from the house, but it'll look good from the street.
I misunderstood. I thought it was the bottom of the pumpkin, not the back side of the pumpkin.
I said both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can do it from the back or from the bottom. It's up to you.
Why do you got to do it at all?
It's fun.
I'm talking about just cut the eyes and mouth and just leave the seeds and everything inside.
Yeah. I'm just feeling that'll rot even faster.
That looks scarier than it not being in there.
You can't put a candle in them at that point and no one can see them at night.
He's right. Yeah. And if you do the bottom, it's actually pretty easy because then you can just set it down on top of the light like an electric bulb.
Or you can just set it on your light like your porch light. Set
well,
it
that
down
would be
on
interesting
it,
as long as you've got a strong porch light. Otherwise, it starts sagging.
Yeah, we were poor. We didn't have like pumpkins growing up. Like that. My mom, would she make me sit out on the front porch with my mouth open and a flashlight in it?
Oh, we used, we used cantaloupes. Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Today is a special day.
Today is October 27th, Cranky Coworkers Day. Every workplace has an ill-tempered employee who makes each day miserable. And if you can't think of who that person is at your company, it's probably you. Do us all a favor and call out sick on Cranky Coworkers Day.
Well, are you a cranky coworker?
I think they left off the day after, which is the day for the people who make other coworkers cranky. Because a lot of times they're cranky for a reason.
Ah.
They come in and they have to work with someone who drives them crazy. They work for a boss that's terrible, or some they deal with customers that are crazy.
If you did evaluate yourself as a cranky coworker, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 10 being the worst cranky coworker you could think of, what would you put yourself?
It honestly depends on the day. Okay. I could be a 0 or I could be a 10.
Okay, so how
many? I always aim to overachieve.
Kato, how about you on the cranky
meter?
You know,
I think I've gotten better over the years.
Okay.
I would think I'm about a 5.
5, okay. At least you're brave enough to answer.
I'm like her. Most of the time I come in, I don't let anything bother me anymore. Okay. I try to be happy. But there's that one coworker, Tom. You're right.
It's going to drive you nuts sometimes.
And it's not always the same one.
That's true.
Hey, now it's not funny.
So, are you crankier to the folks you work with or the people that you live with? They ask people this.
And the people I live with.
Okay. Well, you don't live with anybody.
I know. Okay.
That's kind of scary.
Let me tell you, I get mad at myself so much because of things I need to do and I don't, or do things I shouldn't do. Like Friday, I've lost my phone Friday. Left in the back of a friend's car, and I was yelling at me all night, Friday night, because I had zero phone.
You couldn't even call yourself up to yell at you.
I know.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did you not have a fight with yourself once?
I beat myself up. I did.
We're laughing. We should be taking you to a hospital.
Really? Yeah.
I did it as a demonstration of how crazy somebody else is. Wait a minute.
Okay. What?
Just move on. Yeah. Don't make me grumpy today.
Okay. So, are you crankier to the folks you work with or live with? 20% of the people said the folks that they work with. 79.62% said the folks they live with is who they are crankier to.
Aw, that's kind of sad. Yep. It's like the people who don't deserve it get the best version of you, and then you go home to the people who deserve the best version, and they get the opposite.
But it's because of the people you worked with that you go home and you're so cranky with your family.
Well, see, you got to blame it on something.
Yeah.
Well, shake it up. Take it out on your workmates.
Well, what is the best version at home? Because sometimes home's not the best version of people.
And do you not think Tom takes it out on his workmates?
Some of you.
But do you think I'm taking out anything wrong with me, or do you think I'm getting frustrated with them?
I think that I don't get paid enough to be a therapist.
Okay.
Why are we always nicer to the people that we work with, though, than the people we live with? One of the reasons why is you feel more comfortable at home to be your true self.
True.
So you might be cranky. You go home. Especially, you think about kids, too. I mean, they're holding it together all day long at school. And, you know, the teachers get the best version of them. they come home, they're in their, you know, house, they're feeling relaxed, and that's when they start, you know, acting out.
I mean, that's different, though. They're still learning how to regulate. We're adults. Oh, we should do a little better.
I agree.
Okay.
Kids, especially teenage years. They got all these hormones running through their bodies. They're doing their best to figure out how to socialize.
Okay, but you feel like you are grumpier here or at home?
Here.
Okay.
I don't get as much flack at home.
Yeah.
I like how you get a teenager's trying to figure out how to socialize. It's called put down your phone and walk outside.
That's easier said than done, because I've been preaching to my kids that, and then I pick up my phone. Like, we are all addicted to our phones.
Oh, I agree. I had a panic attack Friday night, and I didn't get my phone back till Saturday morning.
That's why you should always have, like, an iPad or a tablet, you know, just in case.
I had a laptop. It finally hit me that I could email or message someone to find out where my phone was, and when I could pick it up. But
made you cranky.
Dude, if I misplace mine in the house for 30 seconds, I'm losing my mind. I'm like, someone ping my phone.
But I'm saying I still get out and socialize. It's not, my life is not my phone. I was out all weekend.
It's not whenever you're socializing that you need your phone. It's whenever you're at home and you're alone. You're like very lonely without a phone.
I know. I told him, I said, the loneliest feeling someone can feel is sitting on a toilet
without a cell phone.
Or a shampoo bottle.
Oh.
Well, who can make your life more miserable, your significant other or your boss or coworker? Most people said their significant other.
Oh, sure, they can affect your life more.
Yeah, and so you are crankier more at home than at work.
Well, the beauty of a significant other, they know the button to press. You know what I mean? Like, they know you so well that they know that one thing.
Are they really wanting to do that, though? I'm like, are they like...
It depends on the day.
And depends on what you're mad about.
You really want to push a button and have confrontation. And
have
like,
you ever been married before?
Don't act like you're not. Everybody does that sometimes.
No, any argument I ever get into, it's by accident. I'm like,
oh my God,
crap.
You sure have a lot of accidents.
I do.
Have you not been listening to her talk this morning? She's already ready to fight.
Oh, stop. Shh, don't.
That's private, bro.
I ain't going to say about what. But it could be somebody in this room.
I was out of the room a while ago.
That's why I got quiet.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's Halloween season. What scares you? They asked people what your biggest scares are, what your biggest fears are, and it wasn't what you would expect. I don't think. The number one thing that Americans are worried about, 69% of people say they're afraid or very afraid of corrupt government officials.
Ooh.
And it doesn't matter who's in power. It was also number one last year and 10 consecutive years in a row. So basically, we don't trust any of the politicians.
Nope.
And I'll tell you what, I spend too much time on Twitter or X, and I'm convinced just about everyone in government is getting something out of it. You're constantly seeing in Texas, they just had a thing where like they lost $10 million and the mayor says, well, we just need to move forward. There's no sense in going back and worrying about it. They're just letting the $10 million disappear.
I wish we could say that about our debt. You know, you rack up a credit card bill and you're like, you know what? Just let it go.
Let's move forward. You don't need to look back at that. Now, this next one I think should have been number one. People worry about people you love becoming seriously ill. I hear so many stories of friends and family, and they get cancer or something bad, and it's like it rips the rug out from under you. It just takes your sense of security away. That is something to be afraid of. Economic and financial collapse was third.
They've been saying that for years.
Yeah, I ain't worried about it. It's gonna, that I can't control.
That's true. Well, you can't control the others either. You could maybe cause the corruption to go down.
Right.
Cyber terrorism or getting scammed. And I will say, I was showing Tori one today where they sent this fake email. It looks like it's from Microsoft, but they have the letter R and the letter N instead of the M. But if you put an R in front of an M, it looks like an N, it looks like an M.
Yes.
And it totally is a great scam because it really looks like it came from Microsoft.com, but it actually came from RNMicrosoft.com.
I fall for them all the time. I about got us in trouble the other day.
Oh, my. Yeah, he fell for one here in the studio.
I did. I downloaded it on my computer, and thank goodness the company's computer whatever caught it.
Yep.
It's like a backup system.
Now we got another training.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully just for him.
My bad.
People you love dying was next on the list, which kind of goes with the seriously ill. Becoming involved in another world war. 55% of people are worried about that. I guess with the situation with Ukraine and Russia, that could be nerve-wracking. But so far, we seem to be not getting into any world wars right now. That one would be lower on my list.
What about a civil war?
Now, that's true. Boy, when you get on social media, you feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Pollution of drinking water. That's surprising. I guess depends on where you live. Detroit, I think, actually had that problem.
Mm. Flint. Flint, Michigan.
Okay, Flint, same basic thing, yes.
Well, every once in a while, you'll see a water main break around here, and there'll be a boil water advisory for towns.
Maybe that one's legit then. Nuclear weapons getting used, especially by Russia with the Ukraine. Again, that is a situation where people are worried.
I'm tired anyway.
Pollution of oceans, rivers, and lakes. And then government tracking of personal data was at number 10. Now, some new ones on the list. AI came in at 17. People afraid of AI replacing people in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is a new pandemic or major epidemic. Sharks came in at 43 and heights came in at 44. And then 64 was flying, which we have to do sometimes. I will admit this. Every time I get on an airplane during takeoff and landing, I pray.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's like the rest of the time, I feel like we're doing okay. But when we're landing and taking off, some of those landings are hard.
I do it before I go through the checkout or, you know, when they're checking you out.
Why?
Well, because it's just some weird things happening.
I know. I've never been strip searched.
He's tried several times.
I've tried to bring these items I'm not supposed to, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, Kato, I'll be rooting for you. Maybe you'll get to be strip searched at the airport.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.